You're listening to a classic business podcast as heard on Classic 1027. 1027.
Protesters have forced several Click stores to close today after it ran a hair advert they deemed racist. The Click's advert had pictures of African hair labelled dry, dull and damaged, while an example of white hair was described as fine and flat. Now, opposition party the Economic Freedom Fighters called the ad dehumanising. Its leader, Julius Malema, called for all Click stores to be closed. And while Click's is having a bad hair day, it seems that the EFF has handed the company the moral high ground when one considers the size of the blunder and weighs it up against the violent, thuggish and anarchic response from the EFF, which is, quite frankly, looking at videos that I've seen on social media, behaving like a terrorist organization. It appears as though the EFF is coming off far worse as its true colours are yet again revealed. We saw a Click's outlet at the Lemon Tree Shopping Centre in Alberton, east of Joburg, attacked. Protesters are wielding hammers and they set fire to parts of the store, and Click's Witbank was petrol bombed and reports of a few others vandalised. I'm joined now by Click's CEO Vikesh Ramsunder. Vikesh, let's just start with that advert. How did that manage to pass through your internal checks and balances?
Michael, obviously our checks and balances weren't good enough to stop it, and I think that's the first thing I have to be transparent about. So we receive media and pictures from our suppliers, and typically that's uploaded onto our website, and we should have done better. It took me 2 seconds to realize how sensitive and offensive those images were, but unfortunately our team didn't see that and uploaded it. So that just tells me how much work I still have to do around transformation and sensitivity within the organization.
What are you doing to hold those responsible accountable?
At the moment, they're on suspension. And it's important to note, you're not just dealing with junior people at the moment. Our staff members, they are still our staff members. They have rights. And it's important that we follow a proper process, internal process, which we are busy with. They're currently on suspension. And then I will review, where this fell down with my senior management as well. Once this crisis settles down a little bit.
I do see that a lot of the outrage is that senior management should also be held accountable here, because obviously while junior staff may be the ones making the error, it is all about oversight. What are you doing just to ensure that this kind of issue won't be repeated in future?
So what we are busy doing is, we're looking at, we have thousands and thousands of pieces of third-party material on our system. So we are making sure that there's no implicit or explicit bias in them. We're looking at that at the moment, because we most certainly don't want to repeat this. And where this comes in, we've been a typical brick-and-mortar retailer. So over the last few years that we've digitized, et cetera. So brick-and-mortar marketing, et cetera, gets an enormous amount of attention, and digital marketing was handled by 5 people in the organization. And what the biggest learning for me here is, digital reaches far more many people, and we've got to put much tighter controls in this area. I have to say, I cannot take away what has happened. I mean, I am devastated, really. I'm so disappointed that this has happened, but I can't take it away. And I remain unreservedly apologetic, because I know I've hurt the black people of the country. Those images were certainly racial in nature.
Now, when one looks at the response, obviously it's a constitutionally enshrined right to protest peacefully. We haven't seen that, though. What has been the extent of the damage so far caused by the protesters amongst the group stores across the country?
Yeah, so we've had about 8 or 9 stores that have been significantly damaged. And we've had, today we've closed over 400 of our stores to make sure, most importantly, that we protect the customers and employees. But at the same time, there are over almost 300 stores that remained open, because we just can't close our stores, with a threat from a political party. We have laws in the country. We absolutely don't mind protests. There were protests, some peaceful, definitely peaceful protests around stores as well, which we respect. But we can't condone the violence and the thuggery, you know.
And it reminds me of scenes we saw a couple of months ago with waiters and restaurant owners peacefully protesting and then getting shot with water cannons and tear gas as a result of their shutdowns thanks to COVID-19. We're seeing looting here by individuals wearing EFF red regalia, burning and disrupting private businesses. Meanwhile, the police seemingly doing nothing. It doesn't send out a great picture. The images are going out onto international news platforms, the BBC and a few others carrying the story. Are you going to sue the EFF for damages, considering the clearly inflammatory tweets released by the party's leader and the fact that in the videos that are going viral, it seems to be EFF members in their unmistakable red outfits that are the ones doing the damage?
No, of course, we will take, we reserve our legal rights to take action, which we will do. We have our lawyers and attorneys working on this at the moment. But we obviously have to show, and we have sufficient video to show the damages, and we will deal with this moving forward.
How much have you had to spend on beefing up security, and what do you estimate the cost of closures to be to the group?
It's very difficult to estimate that at the moment. We'll know that probably tomorrow morning or so, because we had stores trading for some parts of the day, most of the day, and some stores are still trading at the moment. We didn't actually spend an enormous amount on security because our stance was that we do not want to be combative in any way. The most important thing was preventing and protecting, right? Protecting our employees and preventing any physical conflict. So it wasn't about making sure that it's muscle against muscle. If we felt there was any threat to our stores or employees or customers, we would close our doors.
And in terms of the impact, speaking of your employees, on your staff, have any been injured as a result of the violent attacks on those eight stores? And what might the impact be on your workers in terms of lost wages as a result of the shutdown?
I think we'll try and look after our people. This certainly wasn't their fault. They didn't ask for this protest action and violence. The problem is it affects the business, it affects the company. We will have to review what that impact is, moving forward. But for today, in all honesty, it was really trying to keep our employees safe. Let's also understand that the bulk of my employees are black. So the images were also very insensitive and offensive to them as well, which I have apologized, to our staff, to our people. Because we've let them down in this as well. So there's a lot of repair to be done, both internally and externally. But at the same time, I'm just not sure why we can't sit across the table and solve this amicably. And I cannot understand why it gets violent.
Absolutely. A tendency towards violence is obviously deeply concerning, and it's heartening to hear how you've responded with contrition unreservedly, Vikesh, and have committed to righting those wrongs that have clearly offended so many amongst your staff and amongst the broader population of South Africa. Thanks for your time.